Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Beginning in verse number 11, Revelation chapter 19, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I saw heaven opened. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both, speaking of the beast and the false prophet, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they were both cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the earth, the horse, and the sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. My friend, this is the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where he comes and all his power and glory. And we see that heaven opens. And this is, again, every eye shall see him. During the translation, the rapture, every eye will not see him. This passage of scripture in the revelation, we find that every eye will see him. In Matthew chapter number 24, let me share this passage of scripture before I go too much farther. Verses number 27 through verse number 30. Again, Jesus is speaking of the great tribulation. You know about the Olivet Discourse. And again, this is a part you have to understand to rightly interpret Matthew chapter number 24 and 25. You have to keep it in context. Jesus had already told the disciples about the end of time and about they saw, boy, what a beautiful temple we have. And Jesus said, there's going to come a time when every stone will be turned on this temple. There'll be nothing left. And then the end of the world shall come. And they asked Jesus a couple of questions. What shall be the sign of thy coming? And when shall these things be? They asked him three questions. Anyway, Jesus answered those questions, what we call the Olivet Discourse. Well, as he continues in his discourse in Matthew chapter number 24, he says this in verse number 27. He's answering their question, when shall the end come? For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shineth even unto the west, even so also shall the coming of man be. For so wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles be gathered together. Remember, we just read that about the fowl of the air coming to they're eating the flesh of men and of horses. This is what Jesus is saying here. It's the revelation. Verse number 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And then he talks about verse number 31, he shall send his angels with a great sound of trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from four winds and from one end of the heaven to the other. We'll talk about that next week, about the judgment of the living nations and all. But you see, in Matthew chapter number 24, Jesus is talking about this time, about the great tribulation and about his coming. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, or 2 Thessalonians, I'm sorry, chapter number 1, we read these words. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this is speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just a sideline. 1 Thessalonians speaks about the rapture. All through every chapter in 1 Thessalonians ends about the coming of the Lord and the rapture in the translation. 2 Thessalonians is not speaking of the rapture, but the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? So you have that in mind. Verse number 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in the saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Again, it's speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then in 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, who the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We just read in Revelation 19 about the Antichrist, the beast, who the Lord is going to take, Jesus Christ at his revelation, take the beast along with the false prophet and throw them into the lake of fire with burning with fire and brimstone. Well, we see that it speaks about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 8. Interesting. So we see the Lord back in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11, that Jesus is coming. I take it very literally. He's riding upon a white horse. Take it literally. There's a lot of people who just take it symbolically, but I see, I told you at the beginning of our study of the book of Revelation that I take everything literally unless they describe something symbolically, like the beast that's rising up out of the waters and the crowns upon his head. It later describes symbolically what that means. But every other thing I would take literally, talking about the fire coming from heaven, the hail, the size of the H-A-I-L, the size of 100-pound hailstones coming from heaven. I take that literally. Blood flowing to the horse's bridle, we're reading about here, Battle of Armageddon. I take that literally. A lot of people think it's lava, the blood of the earth. Time won't allow me to get into this, but this it talks about, we read about the supper of the great gods. He said, come fill yourself with these birds, the carrions, the buzzards, the crows, or the eagles, whatever, who eat flesh. They're going to eat the flesh of the kings, of horses, of princes, all the armies that gathered against Jesus. And I take that literally. People say, no, that's lava, the blood. No, I doubt buzzards are going to be eating around lava. Why can't we just take it, the word of God, as it says? Some people try to get too smart for their britches, you know. Just take it as it says, okay. So I take it in verse number 11 very literally, that heaven opens and Jesus comes on a white horse. And notice, he's called faithful and true, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. When we think of the righteousness of God, of Jesus Christ, we always think of the good, and he is righteous. He's holy, he's perfect, but he's also righteous in his judgment.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday, September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Avenue Trio live in concert. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m. September 4th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.